Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Misfit Toys.
Hey. How are you? Hooey, right? I'm all cozy. It's a chillier morning here in Los Angeles. I'm still in bed, sitting up, my favorite thing to do. I don't have to go long on this opening. But I do want to say this really quick. I'll see you at the Philadelphia Helium the 23rd of February through the 26th. And then on to John and Peter's in New Hope on the 27th. And then the only other date I have on the books right now, well worth mentioning, is Canada, Toronto, Canada, the 10th and 11th of March. And by the way, I am looking for a keyboard player there, just a keyboard player. So you could, you know, it's hard to explain, but maybe it's not that hard. You have to be pretty, you know, you have to be able to play by ear. And I send you the few songs you need to know. I always tell everyone I'm not singing to the songs. Like, so if I tell you, you need to know Glory, Glory, you don't need to know the whole song. If you know the first 30 seconds, you could just keep repeating it. But you got to be able to play by ear with confidence. And I come in the day early so we can, you know, go over everything, spend like 2 hours together. But I think most keyboard players that end up doing it end up having a really good time. I would say almost all. So there you go. You can, you know, the best way to do it is, I don't care if you have any stuff online you could have me look at, but I don't care if it's shitty. You might be qualified as all get out. That's an expression. But not have any footage of yourself. I don't care if you take the phone and prop it up somewhere and play like New York, New York, like 30 seconds of it, just, you know, get into it, or Glory, Glory, Hallelujah. Play those two songs. I can tell by those two songs, you're like, oh yeah, this person gets it. And there you go. And you can send it to toddglasscomedy@gmail.com. toddglasscomedy@gmail.com. Pretty easy to remember. And that's it. I don't recommend necessarily you send this to a friend. Hey, this guy's looking for... It's usually better if someone's familiar with me, or maybe they don't listen to the podcast, but you know someone at least familiar with my stand-up, or they really like stand-up, and this would be a fun job for them. I think that's a good way to... I think that's good. So for now, let's start with that. Today is Danny LaBelle. Well, today is normally a solo show where I go into the studio, not a no-show show where I just do it into my phone, but where I go into the studio all by myself. And I decided to have Danny LaBelle on the show. And then I thought we should have a keyboard player. But so it's the three of us. Tim Lillis on keys, Danny LaBelle, and I. And very, 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 very little on the iPad. So it was a really fun show, very song heavy. So I was having a really nice time. And I'm going to preface this. There's times in there where I am cackling. And you might think, okay, well, I could see. That's really funny. But other times you might go, it's not that funny. I'm telling you, it's Danny LaBelle does it for me. It might have been something he said with his he has a very dry sense of humor. And also a not a very dry sense of humor. He does everything. Does that make any sense? And maybe it would be a facial expression he made or a drop of expression mixed with what he said. But he really, I mean, I was losing it at times. And it felt good. It felt really good to do that. And Tim was great on the keyboards. So it was as fun as I thought it would be. So now, I don't know, I guess we're going to join the Ty Glass Show. I think, Danny's talking about Hitler. That's a good way, right, to start the show. I'm going to let Aristotle decide where we split this show. It's all up to him. It's all up to Aristotle. So when the show fades out, you'll know that's where Aristotle chose it to fade out into Mr. Rogers. So now you join the Todd Glass Show already in progress.
Imagine looking like Hitler during the good years, you know, before he got real crazy. And people say, you know, look like that street artist, Hitler. He's a wonderful guy.
Street artist.
And you go, oh, you know, he's a handsome fella. And as time goes on, you're like, oh, damn, I still look like Hitler. That's much worse than looking like Bill Cosby.
Unless you just shaved the mustache.
Yeah, but what if you looked like him? People always said, you know, if you just grew that mustache, you'd look exactly like Adolf Hitler.
Well, was that ever said?
Could have been.
Maybe before he was Hitler.
Yeah, well,
this is the cold.
Did he experiment with different mustaches for a while?
I don't know. This is these
are the questions they never answer.
These are this is the hard stuff that the other podcasts won't talk about.
That's right.
No, they're nervous. Okay, hold on. So the show started. I set the scene every week, so nice and slow. And I don't have a big opening. See, I don't even have a sheet and paper in front of me, but I will attempt to sing New York, New York with you.
Okay.
Is that good?
That's good.
I want to put some light on you, just for us. Hold on. Danny, can you occupy the audience? Because you know when they heard, when I say in my phone, yeah. I go, you're now joining the Todd Glass Show already in progress.
Okay.
Where we faded in is right when you were talking about Hitler.
Good evening,
I think it's a good
ladies
opening.
And gentlemen.
But now we're into the show. Now the show's going. It hasn't started yet, so hold
listeners,
on.
Listeners, good people out there. This evening we join Todd Glass in his back house studio.
No, it's okay.
Sure? Todd is in a relatively good mood, from what I can tell. He seems happy. His tough times are behind him, and he's ready to embrace life once again.
Out of respect to you.
Of course, we all remember when Todd was going through his crisis years. It was ugly. Some of us thought he'd never come out.
He just found out his...
What?
They have a pet skunk, and he passed away last night.
Is that right?
No. That's the best thing I could think of.
Why
this
are you
is a show
the
is
mood
not.
In the room,
this show is off to a fun start. Now listen. So here's what's going on. Normally, this is a solo show. Once a month, I come into the studio all by myself. Danny, what are you doing?
I just noticed that my name isn't on the chalkboard.
We don't. We haven't done it in a while.
I'm sorry. Cutbacks. A lot of things had to go with COVID.
Come on, I want laughter in this studio, and he says something funny.
It's only on you.
Wow.
Sorry.
I know, it's all on you.
Big laugh. So, that, by the way, I was not mocking. That made me laugh. It's like, oh, cutbacks. So anyway, so now so I do it all by myself, and it's fun. And of course, it makes me look forward to having Aristotle and you know, whether it's Eric or Tim or JJ.
We get it. It's not the glory days anymore. There used to be people around him. Fun, energy, excitement. It's just a man in his garage.
Danny, I needed you.
It's good to be back.
I needed you. So hold on.
Back
one
on
second.
The top. Oh,
No. We're not ready yet. Oh, I keep. I know what I'm doing though. I get the gears going. Yeah. This is called the cold opening. So cool. I want to set the scene. So Danny's here. Normally I do it myself. I go, you know what? I'll have. I really did think this truth.
Yeah.
For what it's worth, sometimes I let someone. You know. Now you know I'm serious. I thought I could have fun with just me and Danny. As much as I love the other show, I thought I've never done that. That would be fun, just me and Danny. Then I go, well, a lot of his characters might sing. Maybe just have Tim on keyboards.
Yeah.
So it's me, you, and Tim Lillis. Tim, play yourself in. At first I was afraid. Can I get some reverb, please? The opening of the Todd Glass Show with Danny LaBelle. Oh, yeah. First I was afraid. You know this one?
Of course I know this one.
I was petrified.
So you were.
I kept thinking, how could I ever live without you by my side?
And?
And then I spent so many nights.
What were you thinking?
Feeling lonely for myself.
Why?
'Cause now I'm back. And now I... That's right. That's... Man, we were doing pretty good.
Right, what's your last name again, Tim?
Lillis.
Lillis?
Lillis.
Irish? Is that an Irish name?
Lillis.
It is.
Can you turn the reverb off?
You see, now I want to point out something that went right over your head, Todd.
Oh, okay, and then we're going to start the show. That's the cold opening. Isn't that cool? Ain't that a nice little cold opening? Would you admit it?
I thought it was fine. But
come on. You know, they start out, you talk about Hitler, now we're playing with the songs.
Sometimes Todd misses some big moments.
What were they? I know you said I missed a moment.
I said to him, what's your name, Irish?
Mm-hmm.
You should have seen how damn impressed he was, because...
No one knows.
Well, it's impressive.
It's impressive.
It could have been anything, Peruvian or whatever.
Right. And what did you? Why did you think it was Irish?
I'm a bit of a linguist, Todd.
Oh, shut up.
Sorry.
Can I start my show?
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, you know, you got to. You gotta start eventually.
I like
so, happy birthday.
Each week, there's a brand new show.
You know what? I think maybe this show, and hello, Joe McKenzie. Hello, Alec. But is this more of a...
Who are you talking to? Because
it's just me and you. I'm talking to Joe McKenzie, does all the music for the show.
Oh.
Alec is a friend of mine.
They can't talk back, right?
No, they can't talk back. Well, they probably do, but maybe this is a better opening for just me and you and Tim. It's a cleaner.
I can start Friday now, Todd Glass is on.
Danny LaBelle, all 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
I can hear all the things that he wants to say.
It's an exciting show, I'm not gonna lie.
Whether the silly bits or serious.
It's not gonna be a lot of serious tonight with Danny LaBelle.
It's gonna be a Todd show kind of
maybe
day.
Put some reverb in our voice. We
That's
can all,
right.
Let's see what we can do to
it's
this.
It's really making me work.
Todd show kind of day.
It's the Todd Glass Show.
Wow.
I think I can make it now.
This is fun.
I feel it.
Go nuts on the keyboard.
All of the time waiting has disappeared. Here is the show that we've been waiting on.
We sure have, folks.
It's gonna be a Todd.
It's gonna be a Todd.
Todd show kind of day.
Sounds a little narcissistic.
It's
too
gonna
much
be
Todd.
A Todd.
Why do you keep mentioning his name? The guy's a megalomaniac. Oh, it's back.
Wow. Look at Tim feathering us back into the room like it's a real show. If it's not that, then, oh. Boop. Do you know the Beethoven? What's that, you know? Ah, shit.
It's the same for
bum, bum. Oh, it's. No, the other one.
Musically.
I just had him do it. It's
are you talking about this one?
Help me, Danny. No. It's
bum.
Don Rickles turns to his band member and he goes, "Did you just think of that?" He goes, "Yeah, Count Basie." He goes, "What do you Count Basie?" And he does that Count Basie riff. Yes, thank you, Tim. Thank
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. Do it again. Louder. I want to see how loud we can get.
Oh, we can turn it all the way
Let's
up.
See. That's how you fuck.
So he used to be in your band, huh?
I don't know. Tim, had, you know, I don't. I never really had a band. I have like musicians that
played in a
there's
band
like a group
with you.
Of them.
It was a band.
Well, I know, but I don't want to make it sound like I'm going around telling people I have a band. You know,
you had a band. Like, I remember it.
I used to say I did.
The band went on tour, did they not?
We did.
Did
no,
you make
no,
money?
I went on tour doing stand-up, and I use a band.
Well, that's how you
I'm
like
not
it.
Saying that.
That's how he likes to think of it. I'm the audience said, I'm going to see that band, and maybe Todd will crack some
wish.
Jokes.
I wish. Believe me, I wish.
Oh, yeah?
I wish. I wish. Hey, Vinny. I mean, hey, Danny.
Yeah. Do you know I wrote some songs?
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, are we all good? We're present? We're here? I'm going to try not to... Oh, I have one more question, and then we're going to go, and it's all you. Part of me thinks, get rid of the soundboard.
Nah. Yeah?
Yeah, just...
I don't know.
What do you think? Just
I
then we
I don't
just
know
be
the motivation.
Me.
What do you...
Because then I would concentrate on you, not playing...
All right, then get rid of it.
Try it.
But you could always bring it back if you wanted
You're
to.
Right. Here we go. Even turning the board off was... healthy for me. You wrote songs?
I wrote songs. I had a country band for a while. It was just me, but I had...
Wow. What was the name of your band?
Musicians. I called it Wally Horton and the Rivermen.
Could you do one of your songs?
I could give you a glimpse.
Now, is this the guy you brought with you?
Who?
Did you bring him with... I was making it like you brought him, because you're...
Yeah, but he's your bandmate. Oh, and the whole time you've just been insulting him. Well, we never had a band. You're not part of the band. The guy.
No, I was saying that's like when people go, call my lawyer. Like, do you have a lawyer that makes
no,
all his money from you?
I think it has
you?
To do with royalties.
It's like, a compliment. You know, like, but I always go out of my way to say.
There is no band. We're not making any money off those songs.
I always go out of my way to say that he played in my Netflix special. Because that, I feel like, goes, no, he know, you know, we've he knows his shit.
So I had this song called Baseball.
You did. I never know when you're serious or when you're kidding.
Oh,
you know what?
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. All I do is I want to hear the song.
Well,
no, wait. Can he play? Or are you just gonna?
Yeah, well, he doesn't know the tune yet.
You got
to
give reverb.
Have to hear the tune.
Every time you sing, you got to give yourself reverb.
All right.
I'm sorry.
He goes. I turn. You know, I don't remember the whole songs because it's a long time ago. But I go. It'd be like, well. I'm gonna come around when your parents aren't home. I'm gonna have a good old-fashioned game of baseball. Baseball, baseball. Oh, you've heard it.
He knows.
He knows the song.
Look at you two. You could go back out on tour. Let me hear a little more.
Well, I'm gonna come around when your parents aren't home. I'm gonna have a good old-fashioned game of baseball. Baseball, baseball, baseball. Baseball sure is fun to play. My doctor prescribed me to play it every day. Said baseball, baseball, baseball. Let's hear for baseball.
Let's hear for baseball.
An American game.
Let's hear for baseball.
That's right, baseball's an American sport. It's played
Let's
on field, not a ring
baseball.
Or court. It's baseball, baseball, baseball.
Wow, I love that part.
Oh, here's
the
line. I'm gonna go home, grab a bat and ball, pick up the phone, give my friends a call. We'll play baseball, baseball, baseball,
baseball,
baseball,
baseball,
baseball, an American game,
baseball.
Wow, you know all the words. This is a real song.
Yeah, it's a real song.
You can turn the reverb off. You're gonna hate this job all night long.
And then I had,
are you gonna hate it?
Well, I'm being worked really hard here for no pay.
You want me to move over
Typical
there?
Typical Todd Glass.
No. No, because I don't want you to tease me, because then I'm going to feel insecure. I could move
I
over.
I like this, because it's like we're an estranged married couple that sit on other, you know,
We're in a dining room, but we live in the same house, but it's such a big house.
Food,
right?
Like real slow.
Cutting the food real
and...
slow. Why am I repeating what you're saying?
I don't know why.
I'm high. But you were I because you were doing it. You were mimicking it.
Yeah.
But yes, I know what you mean. It's like we've seen it in a movie where, but they still live under one roof, but the living room, the dining room is so
Things
big.
Have gotten cold. This is cold open.
Right.
It's
a cold opening.
Yeah.
And that's what it's like with me and you. You feel in this podcast studio.
How about this one?
He doesn't even answer.
How's it go?
The people listening, they heard everything that just happened.
Oh, I want
Give yourself reverb. I'm telling you, you're killing me.
All right. I want a front girl who's a real fine height. Spends all day taking care of her body, but she don't care if I don't tend to mine. Tend to mine.
Tend to mine. We gotta do backup. You gotta teach us our backups.
All right.
You talk, tell
you,
us.
You do the train last us. Line. All right, here we go.
Give us a time.
I want a girl who's a real fine hottie. Spends all day taking care of her body, but she don't care if I don't tend to mine.
Tend to mine.
Wakes up early at the crack of dawn and goes for a run, get her fitness on. But I stay home and drink a box of wine.
Box of wine.
Box of wine.
Box of wine.
A box of wine.
I need more reverb.
Gonna make her mine with a box of wine.
I need a box of wine.
Oh yeah, all right. Make her mine.
Make her mine.
Box of time.
She's back from run, she's all hot and sweaty, and I'm on the couch with a bowl of spaghetti. I shoot her a look, she knows it's time. Knows it's time.
It's time.
Knows it's time.
I don't remember the rest, but that was
knows it's time.
I don't know.
Did I fuck it up?
It's time.
I thought we did a good job.
Not bad. I mean, I wouldn't take you on tour with me, but you know.
You wouldn't?
Well, not if you don't brush up your act. That's not gonna.
Can you that was my laugh. Can you turn the reverb off?
It is off, isn't it?
This is gonna be funny all night long. Hello?
I'm already getting carpal tunnel from this.
Oh, shut up.
I demand workman's rights.
Danny, hi.
Hi.
Was that the song that you asked him to learn, or was this?
No,
just
no. Just,
oh, that's like a different song.
Some songs that I wrote. I don't remember all of them. This is a good one. This would be like the end of the concert, you know, when everybody's got their lighters up, and then you kind of talk the audience into the end of the concert, and you say, I want to say thank you to everybody.
You got
to
turn the reverb up more.
I want to say thank you to everybody who came out here tonight. It warms my heart to see everybody enjoying the music that God blessed me with. Just flew right. These thoughts, these songs, they just come into me as a cosmic energy. Well, together we light up the world. I've played a lot of shows, but I have to say, this is one of the finest audiences I've ever seen. In fact, and then we go into the song. You ready? And it goes like this. In fact, I'd like to take this whole audience and turn y'all into horses and set you free to roam on a field one day. I'd like to take this whole audience to horses.
Wow.
Horses, horses are free like the USA.
Oh.
Oh, and horses never get divorces.
What?
Never
get divorces.
And horses live life with no remorses. USA,
USA,
and horses, they don't need fancy Porsches, they got all the horsepower they need.
Wow.
Horses, they don't take evening courses, they got all the education right there.
Yes, they do.
That's right, horses, just live life as horses, running free on a field one day.
That's a great song. Did you ad-lib that?
No, I wrote these songs. It took me years.
Could you turn my reverb off? Did you hear it?
Yeah. It doesn't sound bad.
It doesn't. It sounds like we'd do a big show.
Well, like how would you feel if I revealed not where you live, but something that you live near?
I don't mind. No one's going to.
Well, you live near one of the better supermarkets, the Vons. You ever go there?
I go every single day.
But I don't call it Vons. I call it Vonis.
Why?
Don't know. Just started that years ago, and I call it Vonis.
That's a very average Vons.
But I like Vonis.
I like that supermarket because I know everybody there, and actually everybody's super friendly. It's like you go every day for, and you live in a
and
house.
It feels like an East Coast supermarket for some reason, even though it's on the West Coast. I don't know why that is, but it
that's
just,
a good point.
It just does.
That's a really good point.
Well, I make one every show. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here for 2 hours. To get the full show, please
I like songs that...
Do you like those country songs I wrote?
Oh, they're great. I wrote a country song.
Let's hear it.
Well, I don't know. It's like in its beginning stages. Tim, do you even have the... Oh, look at him. He knows it. Can I get some reverb?
Gosh, greedy.
My dog got up and left me. And my wife started to cry. My dog up and left me. I think it's too much reverb. I never say that. Is that in the middle? Where's the middle part? Is that the middle part?
That's the middle.
Where it clicks?
Yeah.
My dog barking and a biting. You don't really all you have to do is think of any. His dog he's not made for fighting. Barking. I don't have a song.
Well, his dog, he's fast and sharp as
what
lightning.
We do now on the show.
I don't know, is it?
Yeah, you better believe it is. My dog.
It's a hit factory, folks.
My dog. No, I don't want to sing about a dog. Why can't I sing about something more fun?
Well, what's not fun about a dog? You know, a lot of people are probably offended by that.
No, dogs are great, but I don't can't think of anything.
Now they're great, yeah.
Oh, sure. Now they're great. Where were you a minute ago when you were making fun of them? No reverb, please.
No reverb. Jesus, guy.
Well, the Todd Glass Show... We'll be right back. The Todd Glass Show. We'll be right back. You gotta stay through the commercials till he's back on the Todd Glass Show.
Todd Glass Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I like this song about
Let
the
me
dog.
Ask you a question. Yeah. No, I didn't. It was horrible. The show
was
horrible.
Good. I thought it was fantastic. I thought it had legs.
Well, how about you write a song, Love? I could see you singing that good. Love is elementary. Huh? Look it up on your phone and see how you... I bet you could do that good.
Love is elementary?
You know, what's that song called?
L-O-V-E.
L-O-V-E.
Love.
Oh, yeah. Love is...
Oh, look at that. Hold on, what's it called?
Yeah,
you got the words. Love.
Can you find the name of the song?
It's just L-O-V-E.
L-O-V-E.
By who?
by Sheer Flockin' Flickin'. No, who sings that? I don't know, but it should come up if you just put Love is Elementary. Watch this.
Try like L dash.
Love is Elementary. Okay, karaoke. It's now or never. Love is all around. I didn't ask for that. Sorry, everybody at home. Sorry, 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 sorry.
Please.
Sorry, sorry.
A little professional, please.
I know. I apologize. Can I get some reverb?
Is it elemental? Love is elemental.
You are my sunshine. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear.
What's the name of the song?
Love is.
Try L dash O dash V dash E.
That's right, baby.
I hope he's paying you well.
And more, much more than this. I did it my way.
Love. No, it doesn't help.
Yes, there were times. I'm sure you knew. I. It pains me not to have reverb.
You know what song I've been listening to is the Dean Martin. It's Dean Martin. Let's
yeah.
See if I could find.
Remember,
it.
We are recording a podcast.
Are we? Good Lord.
It's by Nat King Cole.
Oh, Nat there you King go. Cole. Look at him. You know what would we do without Tim? We sit here like big pieces of lazy shit. And Tim, no. Tim goes, oh, let me just look it up. I have a phone like those two buffoons. And we would just sit here with shit in our pants.
L is for the way you look at. That's it.
That's it. Now, do you think this was a waste of time getting you to get it? Now, he's going to play it. You just need the words on your phone. Like, pull up the karaoke version on your phone. Turn your volume down. Use it as your... And then he'll play it. He'll follow you. Love. You want to help him on this?
L.
Can you put some reverb in your voices, please? Can you put some reverb, please?
There we go.
Thank you. Tim, let me hear you.
L is for the way you... Look at me.
Yes.
O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore. And love is all that I can give to you. Love.
Thank you very much.
I've never sang that before, so that was fun. I haven't heard it in a long time.
When one person applauds this long, it looks... No, I'm applauding for you. It could look disingenuous, but the truth is, what I just did there, you would do that after if somebody did a song live and you were at a place, at a bar. So you could just sort of take it for granted when it's in here. Especially when someone's like singing or playing an instrument. You're like, yeah, that's right in your fucking room.
It's you know what? Live like music. Also, can you please turn the reverb off, pumpkin?
You know what other song I like is Quando, Quando, Quando.
Quando, yes. This is I do a podcast. That's what I talk like. Engelbert Humperdinck.
That's right.
He did a huge cover.
What a great name, huh?
You know the guy is 86 years old and touring. And guess It's fucking amazing.
What else is he going to do? Sit at home?
No,
eat
he might
cottage
not.
Cheese and watch Jeopardy? Well, give him a break.
I'm not giving. I'm complimenting
him. Let
him
go out and do something.
I am. I'm
it's
complimenting
disgusting
him.
Of you.
No, shut up.
He's fantastic. What's
no,
wrong
you know.
With you?
I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. You all can't right. fool me anymore.
Shit.
I'm on to you, LaBelle.
I used to know how to fool you.
Yeah, you can't fool me no more. I wrote one song, though. I did write a song. It was like, we came to laugh, we came to have some fun, to watch a show and not go. Oh, no, I wrote this other song. It was like, if I could just entertain. Actually, Scott Aukerman wrote it for me. I go, I want to do it on the road. And it's weird now that I have a band. That's what will be different about the show.
How is Scott Aukerman doing?
I don't know.
Neither do I. You know, I've never met him. Never met him.
Well, he said he met you.
Never met him. Okay. Don't know anything about him except that he had a big podcast, didn't he?
He did. So, but the
and
point
his name is Scott Aukerman, which is an unusual kind
it
of
is.
A name.
It is.
It should be Aukerman.
It should be Aukerman. You but make a lot like, of good points.
Yeah. Well,
so he was had a comedy partner then, and BJ Porter, and
another
and
guy I never met. And I don't know him. I never heard of him before
and they,
tonight.
And it doesn't even matter, really. But
just saying.
So I said, write me like a song that's like so overly show busy. And now that I have the band, well, when I have someone that can play keyboards, but it was like, I think I could memorize at least half of it. But
and you so, had the clout to boss these guys around back then. Do this for me, do that. And they would
No. It was so appreciated. I know you're being funny, but
said,
no, it was a
write
favor.
Write me a song that show
no, it, that you're making it sound more dramatic than it was.
Like
you're hanging out backstage.
Like Todd was at the height of his career, and Todd Aukerman was like looking at him like, maybe Todd could help me somehow. And then Todd says, oh, I can see the desperation in this Aukerman's eyes. I bet I could get him to write stuff for me for free. So he'd say, Aukerman, write me a song that's overly show busy. You and your sidekick BJ, whatever his name is. And they'd come back and Todd would rip it up. You wouldn't even read it. He'd say, more show busy than that.
Oh, my God.
It was a tough time to be Scott Aukerman back then. The world seemed to be
Reaver.
Against him.
Oh,
and Todd was no friend to him, but he worked hard. And one day he made a podcast that did well.
Here we go. Here's the song. Here we go. You follow me. What a night this has been. What a night this has been. It sort of starts as another song might start. What a mood I am in. This laughter I hear. It's better than being in love. You know, some people write books, become bankers or cooks, but I know those jobs are not for me. And I would gladly give my life, stab a puppy in the head with a knife, for just one more chance, for just one more time, for just one more chance to entertain. Yeah.
I like it. I think it's good.
I missed a line in there. It was like,
wow.
It would give my, oh God, give my life. So probably for if to, anyway, that's the gist of it. How
I
are
bet you?
You?
Anything that Scott Aukerman every time.
How are you?
Every time he hears
how
me,
are
that,
you?
Goes, that was my song, and I gave it to Todd.
How are you?
Because I was broke and destitute.
Your rendition is so blown out of proportion. You're backstage hanging out at a comedy club, and you mention, you go, you know, I'm trying to write this thing, and then they go, you know, that's how it starts. Not with you. You act like an old Frank Sinatra story. Frank said, meet him in the spa. And then he goes, I need a song, like Paul Anka. He said, write me a song, kid. And then they threw their towels off and said, look at my Schwanson. Look at my Schwanson evermore. Danny,
I want to do Quando.
I want you to do it. This is going to be a podcast where we bring joy into our own lives.
Can I stand up?
You can, but then you won't have the mic.
What about you get up like this?
It's not close enough.
Quando.
I can go get a mic.
Okay, let's get a mic.
You want me to?
Because I got to really do it if I'm going to do Quando.
I just don't want anything to fuck up.
I really want to go for it.
Was there a mic on your seat?
Yeah, this one?
No. Keep them busy while I'm getting a mic.
So a guy goes into a bar. He says, barkeep. He says, barkeep, pour me three. Oh, yeah, I'll give you. Irish guy goes into a bar. He goes, hey, barkeep, pour me three shot glass of whiskey. And the bartender says, oh, pal, that's okay. He pours it to him, and he says, that's quite an order. He says, ah, it's nothing for me. And he comes in the next day, and he says, barkeep, three shot glasses of whiskey. And he gives him the three. You got the mic?
No. It's too much work.
What? The cutbacks are killing me.
Cutbacks.
I remember the old Todd.
God, hold on.
Then they had Mike. All right.
Oh, wait, can't you borrow?
I guess I could borrow that one, right?
Do you need him to do backup? No, not for this.
Okay, hold on.
I want to get you a good blank. At least that. Nobody's talking right now, so people are just listening to us.
The new motto of the Todd Glass Show is spare every expense.
Now, we got to put some reverb in this. I'll do it.
I'm the guest. I'm also the staff. This is real bottom of the barrel show business, folks. We got this.
Real bottom of the barrel show business.
Cue me in, all right?
All right, and sing. Can I tell you something that I like that you did? Commit. You got to put the mic to your mouth. I want to.
All right.
Let me explain this to the audience. You keep vamping, please. Danny got up. He wanted me to get him a mic. I feel like maybe Tim could have done good backup for you with this,
if it was a high-budget show with me,
I can go get another mic.
Yeah, sure you can.
Okay. Let's see.
Anybody.
Okay. So, but I appreciate you committing and you close to the mic. Do you feel the volume's good on there?
Yeah, a little. Let's give it a little.
Tim. It's Tim.
I know that. Jeez.
All right. No, like how I labeled it? Isn't that professional?
Yeah, Tim.
It's professional, right?
Yeah, sure.
You're complimenting me?
Yeah, okay.
Are you saying, Todd, that's great of you?
Yeah. All right.
Say it.
What, as the engineer or as the guest?
I'm impressed that my board is so properly labeled.
Yes, very well labeled. Jeez, I have to compliment this guy so much. Here we go. Cue me in. Tell me, when will you be mine? Tell me, cuando. We can share a love divine. Please don't make me wait again. When will you say yes to me? Oh, tell me cuando.
Tell me when.
my darling, tell me when. My darling, tell me when.
My darling.
Oh, yeah, darling, tell me when. I can't wait another day.
You can't stop Danny LaBelle.
So tell me cuando, cuando, cuando.
Show with Danny LaBelle and Tim Lillis on the keyboard.
Tell me quando, quando, quando.
Danny is selling it, ladies and gentlemen. He's moving
and
around.
Tell
like
me
a,
it's
like
me
a,
that
like
you
a,
adore.
Like a madman. Truth.
And then, darling, tell me when.
Here we go, bring it on, Danny.
Every moment today.
That's right.
Compare. Now we bring it down slow. Tell me, when will you be mine? Tell me, cuando, cuando, cuando. We can share a love divine. Please don't make me wait again.
Now pick it up a little.
When will you say yes to me? Oh, tell me cuando, cuando, cuando. You mean happiness to me. Oh, my love, please tell me when.
Danny LaBelle, Tim Lillis on keys. Come on.
We'll do that one again in a minute.
Remember Sammy? Can you turn the reverb off? Remember Sammy was a friend of yours? Did you bring him with you? Or can he call in? Because I'd like to hear him do a song. You think there's any chance he's stopping by later?
I think we could get to all that after we cover the war in Ukraine. Nobody talks about
butterscotch candies. I'm eating these butterscotch candies, and they're so good. Danny, I'd like to do a little thing for you. Tim, I'm going to give you this and so you can mimic it, but this is going to be an indoctrination song, me and you. Will you do it with me? Will you participate?
What is it?
It's a little song. Truth. Here
is
we go.
Is it Quando again?
No.
That took a hell of a lot
hey,
out
you,
of me.
Let me tell you something. Truth. I love the word truth because you gave 100%. I sat here and I watched it.
Yeah.
You know how the listening audience will know? Because I'll tell them in the opening. I'll be like, well, if you're listening to it at the house... No, like Danny's standing up. Danny's committing.
At least
well, you
a
were
$10
singing.
Performance. I
well,
would say.
Well, that better than that.
You have Venmo? All of a sudden, well, not better than that.
Actually. Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm telling you how great you are. So you want to be paid?
$10,
No, you're good for free. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously, you could be bad for free. So it's a compliment.
All right.
I can't be paying $10 for that Quando Quando song.
It's Quando Quando Quando, but
yeah,
again, we're keeping out around
excuse
here.
Me.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, so, but, Quando 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 Quando, but what are we talking about? I was going
you know,
somewhere.
Steve Martin
hold
still
on,
had
hold
it,
on,
too.
Hold on.
You talked about Engelbert Humperdinck.
Hold on, I was going somewhere.
Yeah?
Stop chewing.
It's ice.
What? No, I was going somewhere.
You said, okay, the song is very good. I'm going to mention it in the opening. It's not worth $10, but I mean, yeah.
No, I was saying that you gave 100%. That's how it started as a compliment, turned into a joke. You were really giving it your all.
That was my monthly workout.
And I feel if I'm having fun, the audience is having fun. So I like a heavy song show. Like, I love it because I'm getting that fun. Now, I'm going to attempt.
Go ahead.
So this is the indoctrination thing. So, Tim, here it is, and then you can play.
Oh, this is from The Sound of Music.
No.
Yes, it is.
You can do that, right?
is Edelweiss.
Can I fade this one out? Dun.
Hello, dun dun. I'm glad to see you.
And then at the end, boom, boom, at the end of each one.
Hello, da-da, I'm glad to see you. I'm glad you're in my glass. Bum, bum. Hello, mama, I'm glad to see you. I'm glad you're in my glass. Bum, bum.
Is that not the exact same tune as Edelweiss from The Sound of Music?
No. So, Danny, can I get some reverb? I'm going to ask you to... I'll say to you, can I have some reverb?
Okay,
I'll say to you...
Go ahead, say it.
No, just...
All right.
Hello, Danny, I'm glad to see you. I'm glad you're on my show.
And then you'll say,
hello, Todd Glass, I'm glad to see you. I'm glad I'm on your show. Boom, boom.
So I'll go,
hello, Danny, I'm glad to see you. I'm glad you're on my show. Boom, boom.
And you'll go,
hello, Todd Glass.
Are you going to write it down for me?
The fuck? My laugh is like
a, I've never met a lazier host.
Never. And we're going to do it until you do it.
All right, go ahead.
Just stay with me. Truth.
Hell.
No. I get the start. You'll take your turn. Now, because now that I have to restart, I have to teach you your part, even though if you know, you know it. It's the way it starts. I go. Right. So, Danny, I'll go. And you could do it. You could do it with me when we do his part. So I'll go.
Hello, Danny. I'm glad to see you. I'm glad you're on my show.
Then Tim and I'll teach you your part. Then you'll get to do
hello,
it.
Hello,
no,
Todd
not
Glass.
Yet.
Hello, Todd Glass. I'm glad to see you. I'm glad I'm on your show. Boom, boom.
You ready?
Hello, Danny, I'm glad to see you. I'm glad you're on my show. Boom, boom.
Run through it again.
Hello, Todd Glass, I'm glad to see you. I'm glad you're on my show. Boom, boom.
So also, you say boom, boom?
No, that's him.
So I don't say boom, boom.
No, I'm going to stop saying it, too.
You should.
Hello, Danny, I'm glad to see you. I'm glad you're on my show.
Set now that we're doing it for real?
No, well, I thought that was us resetting.
Name three artisan cheeses.
Okay, turn the reverb off. I'm not going to know anything about cheese.
All right, okay, let's do the song.
Okay.
Hello, Danny, I'm glad to see you. I'm glad you're on my show.
Hello, Todd Glass, it's great to see you. I'm glad I'm on your show.
That's it.
That's the whole song?
That's the...
Cut back, folks. This is real. Real sparse.
You gotta talk close to your mic and turn the reverb off. So you think the show is make visible cutbacks. Can you turn the reverb off?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like...
What's it, because you're doing the reverb?
I'm doing the reverb. There's no drummer.
There's no...
They got Todd hitting a cymbal haphazardly every now and then. My name isn't up on the blackboard. There's nothing written down. He used to have 100 post-it notes written.
Well,
he'd talk about every damn thing that upset him for the whole
month. It is rare. I had one thing written down on a piece of paper that I wanted to do, and then I figured I'd add things, but I didn't.
People don't know this. Todd pours me a drink at the top of the show. He goes, one will be enough for you.
No, he did.
Yeah, he did. Jesus.
He did, right?
He did.
No, what I meant to say is
shit has gotten
it was a heavy
Todd
pour.
Glass, folks.
It was a very heavy
Anything
pour.
Anything you could send will help.
Hold on. I did say that because you know what? It was a very heavy pour, so saying you'll only need one, meaning because
that's
like
half
two.
The lights are on in here. I think I don't notice that.
You think we're having hard times. And by the way, would you acknowledge the studio looks gorgeous? Can you say
that? What do you think, Aristotle? Oh.
Oh, he's not here.
Long gone are
the days. Aristotle is still here. He was here the last 3 weeks.
You can only afford one band member?
I'm just sad.
It's sad. Well, times are tough. You gotta cut back.
Even the lighting in here is blue.
Hey, Danny.
Yeah.
Danny, you.
What's that one I was thinking about Dean Martin does? Like breathing in and breathing out.
Welcome to my world.
What's that one? Like breathing in.
Won't you come on in? Miracles, I guess.
An evening in Rome?
No, welcome that's a good to my one too, world. Do you know that song, Tim? Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Miracles, I guess.
What's it called?
Welcome to my world. Welcome to my
I've
world.
I've grown accustomed to her face. That's the one I was thinking of when you said to do that song, Love. You know the one, I've grown accustomed to her face?
Oops, sorry, I thought Tim was playing.
You know that one? I've grown accustomed to her face. Doesn't that remind you of that other song, L is for the...
Where you look at me.
You know? She almost makes the day begin. You know? You know the song I'm talking about?
Ooh, it's coming down hard out. This is a cozy podcast. We're in here toasty warm.
Can I ask you a question? I like the rain on the screen. That's the one thing you pay for here that it's nice.
Yeah. Can you turn the reverb off? And also, can I tell you, I love that you have to do the reverb the whole show, but I will never do it to you again. It's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot.
But you know what? It's fun.
I know the next time I come here, it's going to be a 13-inch screen. It's going to be
But the question is, are you comfortable? The big screen will be gone. Can we turn the heat off behind you, or do you
like
it on?
I like it. I'm happy.
You like it on? Okay.
I wouldn't mind another drink, but I know times are tough.
I left the bottle here.
Yeah, like 20 feet away.
Now, you know what? If I really only wanted you to have one drink, I wouldn't have left the bottle out here. I would have gone and put it back in the house.
He was considering it, wasn't he, Tim?
You know, don't try to bond by making fun of me, Tim. You can be a different type of person. You go, no, I think
you're
actually...
harsh to Tim just because he's a lowly keyboarder. Come on.
Lowly keyboarder.
Lowly keyboarder. It's like he defends you but yet insults you. Don't you be mean to him just because he's a piece of shit keyboard.
He's not a big shot like you, Todd.
A rat in the mud.
I'm with you, Tim. Don't worry. I always talk to the little guy. I always been like that.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not one of these holier-than-thou kind of people like Todd over here where he's just... he just hits keys. He's nothing, you know.
I want to say something to you, Danny. We're going to celebrate you, okay?
Can I get another drink?
Of course. Here's what we'll do.
Will you pour it for me?
Of course I will. Here's what we're going to do. Tim, I think you'll know this song. We're going to bring
it
in.
I like how you made this one with the lime juice. It was really good.
Well, you want me to go get more lime juice?
Look at that. He doesn't even spare the lime juice.
I will. As long as you enjoy...
No. Lime, what is lime cost?
As long as you enjoy this song as I do it, because I don't want edits.
Let's do it.
No, you're going to just... It's Rock This Town. We have a track, but we're going to just celebrate Dan LaBelle.
Oh, I like this.
Hold on. I don't know what's going on. That was weird.
My brain was going like...
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
I actually quite
Danny,
liked it.
Would you do me a favor? Talk to the audience till I get back, because then I want to enjoy the song. I don't want to be getting lime juice. I want to be able to enjoy the song.
I was watching 60 Minutes where they had...
Are you going to... Are you here?
Yeah, I'm talking
to
the audience.
Are you present? I know, but...
Didn't you just tell me I'm going to get lime juice, talk to the audience,
exactly.
I'm present?
But I love how you go right to it.
Well, what am I going to waste time? People's time is money. And not yours, apparently.
Do you think I enjoy you? Because I do. Like, I hope you know, like...
Well, I'll look at the bank account at the end and I'll find out. Got a guy... Well, for free, he's all right, but...
I'm going to go eat some peanut butter.
All right.
All right, so you'll talk. Make it interesting in truth. Nothing that I don't want... Don't talk about stuff that doesn't need to be talked about.
All right. Well, did you know, for instance, that possums are the only North American marsupials? Now, people don't know that kind of thing, but possums are very fascinating creatures. And the mother possum, will carry the baby possums in pouches underneath her And that's why sometimes when you see a possum that's been hit on the side of the road, if you have the inclination, you can pull over and see if the babies are still inside the carcass of the mother, and that's how you can get yourself involved in possum rescue. Now, they're very difficult to take care of. Of course, most people don't have experience taking care of marsupials. I know firsthand it's not easy. And worse than that, the average lifespan of a North American possum is only 1 to 2 years, which is sad, because as soon as you start to bond with a possum, it's gone. But you can litter box train them. People have done that, like cats, though they let off horrible smells. Did you know that possums let off a terrible smell, Tim?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, it's not like a skunk, but it's a very bad odor. So as much as, you know, they make a good pet in some ways they don't, because, you know, you'd have to get the glands removed, and I don't know if you'd want to go through that kind of a surgery on a possum, especially with the expense of the surgery, knowing that it's only going to live for 2 years. But one thing that people don't know about possums is that they don't carry rabies. So if you ever see a possum and he bites you, which is very rare, they're more inclined to play dead, you know, like the saying, play dead like a possum. But if for some reason you did encounter a rare aggressive possum, you could feel fine going to sleep knowing you don't have rabies. You couldn't have contracted it from a possum, because I don't know if that's true for all marsupials, but they don't carry rabies. The possum's tail, which looks like a rat's tail, some people say, is very, very strong, and they're able to hang upside down from the tail. Did you know that? And the tail almost acts like an extra appendage, an extra arm or something for the possum.
I did know that.
Oh, so you probably know everything I've been saying.
I did. I knew everything that you're saying, because I actually went to a possum seminar the other day.
Huh.
And that's not a joke. We took my son, and we went, and we learned about possums for about a half hour. And you pretty much just said exactly what they said.
And I bet I said it in way less than half an hour, didn't I?
You did.
So you got to wonder, why did they waste so much of your time? It's not easy.
I wonder that every day.
Being a dad, trying to educate your kids on North American marsupials. Man, they're gonna waste your time telling you unnecessary facts that don't relate to the possum. What? It's not enjoyable, but it could be so fun. I wish there was a possum class for everyone.
For everyone.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I love.